request.
Thank you.
that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow unto it. And many nations shall come and say, Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of God of Jacob. And he will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For the law shall go forth from Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And he shall judge among many people, and rebuke strong nations afar off. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up a sword against nation, and neither shall they learn war any more. But they shall sit every man under his vine and under his fig tree, and none shall make them afraid. For the mouth of the Lord of hosts hath spoken it. For all people will walk every one in the name of his God, and we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. In that day, saith the Lord, I will assemble her that halteth, I will gather her that is driven out, and her that I have afflicted. I will make her that halteth a remnant, and her that was cast off far off a strong nation. And the Lord shall reign over them in Mount Zion from henceforth, even forever. So far the Old Testament reading. This evening is Epistle Romans, chapter 15. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another, according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore receive ye one another as Christ also received us, to the glory of God. Now I say that Jesus Christ was the minister of the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made unto the fathers, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, For this cause I will confess to thee among the Gentiles, and sing unto thy name. And again he saith, Rejoice ye Gentiles with his people. And again, Praise the Lord, O ye Gentiles, and laud him, all ye people. And again, Isaiah saith, There shall be one root of Jesse, and he shall rise and reign over the Gentiles, and in him the Gentiles will trust. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. So far, the epistle reading. And please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 1. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city in Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with you, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. And he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom shall have no end. And then Mary said unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I don't even know a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy child which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. So far. Thank you. confess our faith according to the second article of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord,
who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried, and descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and stood upon the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead.
What does this mean?
I believe that Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and also true man, born of the Virgin Mary, is my Lord, who has redeemed me of all causes and again in the future, purchased and wiped me from all sins, from death and from the fall of the night, not with gold or silver, but with his holy precious blood, and with his gifts of suffering and death, that I may be his own, and live under him in his kingdom, and serve him in my last day righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. Even as he is risen from the dead, live this life and able to all eternity. This is most certainly true.
We continue in hymn 66, please be seated. Christ. Amen. And please be seated. And in spite of the commercialism, there's still much to remind us of the anniversary of our Savior's birth. The beauty of the lights remind us that Christ is the light of the world. The music reminds us of the choirs of heaven who sang out the Savior's birth. And even gifts remind us of the greatest of all Christmas gifts, and that is Christ the Lord. This evening, we find ourselves in the home of Joseph in the city of Nazareth. It is 3 months now since the angel Gabriel announced to Mary that she would be the mother of the Christ child, to which she asked, "How can this be?" The angel Gabriel removed all doubts with the words, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon you, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow you. Therefore, that Holy Child which shall be born of you shall be called the Son of God." Now all of this was unknown to Joseph, who was engaged to Mary. And in some way, Joseph discovered that Mary was with child. We're not told how. And what a shock this must have been to him. But Joseph, being a just man, a fair man, he decided what to do, and that is to be the only thing that he could do, and that was to put her away privately and not make an example of her. And we must keep in mind that engagement at that time was in fact a marriage, but not to be consummated until after the marriage ceremony. And hardly had Joseph reached the decision when an angel appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost." What was Joseph's reaction? Well, like Mary, he accepted in simple faith the announcement of the angel, taking Mary for his wife, waiting for the birth of the child. Now, what about the necessity for a virgin birth? Was that necessary? First of all, it had to be so that the scriptures might be fulfilled. Matthew explained that all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, "Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." Here the Holy Spirit plainly explains that Jesus should be born of a virgin. He had to be born of a woman, as we, flesh and blood, our bones in order to be our substitute and to be our Savior. He had to be placed under God's law as a human being to fulfill the law for human beings. He had to bear in his own body the punishment of sin to suffer and die in our place. And yes, it was necessary that he be conceived by the Holy Ghost, for if Christ had been born of human parents, he himself would have been in need of a Savior. But being conceived by the Holy Ghost, it was possible for him to be born separate from sinners. It was the only way in which Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, that God is with us, could have taken his divine nature, a human nature, yet without sin. But Christmas is not the time for us to try to solve the mystery of the incarnation, but a time for simple faith. Let us see in the Christ child God with us, that we might become the children of God. And what a comfort it is to us knowing that Christ is Emmanuel, that is God with us. The angel not only announced to Joseph the birth of our Savior, but also indicated what his name should be. He said, Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. God did not leave it up by chance to the selection of the name by which his son should be called. God selected it himself. He shall be called Jesus, that is the Savior. And then 6 months later, the angel announced, Unto you is born a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. If only, as Christmas draws near, that all people would acknowledge Jesus Christ as their Savior. There is no one that people need more. All people need desperately one to save them from their sins. And that is the joy of Christmas. Unto you is born a Savior. And for this gift, may we forever be thankful, and joy to the world, the Lord has come. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us in this evening, and extend itself into the joys of eternal life heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
Oh, God, we thank you.
which you were betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Amen.
True body, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the anointed death and forgiveness of all your sins. Take, eat. This is the true body, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death and the forgiveness of all your sins. Take, eat. This is the true body, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Take, drink. This is the true blood, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of all your sins. Take, drink. This is the true blood of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of all your sins. Take, this is the true body, the Lord and Savior, shed for the remission of all your sins.
Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. your praise.
Help us to bear witness to thee, our Lord and Redeemer.
Thou who didst humble thyself,
teach us true humility.
Thou who didst willingly bear thy cross,
help us to accept whatever cross may be placed upon us.
Thou who didst pray, Abba Father,
teach us to pray, our Father who art in heaven.
Thou who didst say, I am a king,
hallowed be thy name.
Thou who didst pray, not thy will, but thine be done.
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Thou who didst hunger and thirst,
give us this day our daily bread.
Thou who didst ask forgiveness for thine enemies,
forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Thou who wast tempted in the wilderness,
lead us not into temptation.
Thou who didst command thy soul into the hands of thy Father,
deliver us from evil.
Thou who wast crowned with thorns,
thine is his kingdom.
Thou who didst sink into the arms of death and on the third day rise again,
thine is the power.
Thou who didst redeem us from sin, death, and the devil and hell,
thine is the glory forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance